Daf Lamed Dalad Amad Beis. The last thing we learned was that if you go, you have a choice of two cities, a definite Musaf and a Suffolk Shafer. There's no question you go to the Suffolk Shafer. It's actually a whole semicircle, not just that halacha. Okay.
The same thing with Megillah.
Megillah.
If you haven't got enough money, or is it something that's important, like in terms of the mitzvahs of the day, if you haven't got enough money or something.
The Moran of Zayin over there says if you don't have enough money for Shachmanis and for Suddah, so you may chalfi ha dadi and you eats above. But not that you choose one over the other. And Machlech is actually another function there, if you eats both the same year, or you exchange meals, so this year you eats this mitzvah, next year you eats the other mitzvah. Okay, Kumlan, two dots, six lines and wide lines. Tanya, sorry. Shem Sheshliach Tzibur Chayev Kacho Yochi Yochi. Machlek is the Tanakama. Adam Gamlil, Tanakama said that every individual Sadamish Manessa as well. And Gamlil says, no, that the Chazan is Maitzi everybody. So the Gemara, Tanya, we learned, Omru Leil Rabbi Gamlil, they said Gamlil, you say that the Chazan is Maitzi everybody, according to you. Lomo Tzibur Mispalin, so why do you find that the people are davening the Quaich Manessa? What for? Omlem, he said to them, you know why? Kedei lahazde shliach tzibut filosei. In order that the gives the chance, the chazan, to prepare his tefillah. So everyone davens quietly. That's it. Everyone has a practice.
They compose their own tefillahs for Yom Ibrahim.
No.
Even, it's a dinish gemara that you have to prepare the machzeh before.
There's a whole what do you call it? You mean the gemara? You can't be singing the madrashu kovach chachamim.
Yeah, but there we're talking about if you have memorized by heart. You're saying even in the city, you have to go through it.
No, because we discussed the time when people were mechaber the tefillahs, when people used to say that.
This is after
Rabbi Gamliel was way after Anshe Knesset Doyle. You talk about Anshe Knesset Doyle, Shimon Hapakuli.
Yeah, but we had already about what do you have, which.
Yeah, exactly. Now they turn around to them and say, according to you, that says everybody damas is still a shmanes. Why do you need a chazan? Why do you have chazan shatz? They said, you know why you have chazan shatz? Chazan shatz is only for those people who are not a baki. For those people who are baki, they don't need chazan shatz. Rabbi Gamliel said, once you're made it to me that the shlit tzibur is made to somebody, okay, chalpachat is a baki, is kashem shemoitzi is a baki. Kach moiti as a baki, just like he's moiti those who are not baki, he's moiti those who are baki. Omar Rabba Barbach. They don't have to have shmeneser. He's being moiti as shmeneser. Omar Rabba Barbach Chana. Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabba Barbach Chana said the name of Rabbi Yechanan that moitim chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel. After this exchange, chachamim turn around and moiti Gamliel. You're right. Shlitzi is moiti everybody. Rav, however, disagrees. Rav Omar Rav says Adayin he machlekes. Rav says the machlekes is still continuing. However, they're still angry, I'm not made it to anything. Shama Rabbi Chia Bereya, the Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. Rabbi Chia, the son of Rabbi Nachmeni, heard this discussion. Ozal, he went, Amra, he's a Shmaiti, he said, with this discussion, Kameda Rav Dimi Bar Chinna. Amale, Rav Dimi Bar Chinna said, Hachi Amar Rav Taka said, Adaini Machlaikis. Rav Taka hold that the Machlaikis between the Chachom and every Maiding, they hold that everyone has to daven the Rosh Manasseh. Omele Rabbi Baba Chana, Nami Hachi Kamar. Rabbi Baba Chana himself also said this. What did he say? He said, Ki Omele Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Baba Chana himself, the one who said, Rabbi Yechon, name Rabbi Yechon, that the Chachamu Maiting Amlil, that you don't let the Chazan is Maiting everybody. But he himself, Rabbi Chana said, Ki Omele Rabbi Yechon, Hosh Maiter, when Rabbi Yechon said this din, if the Golay Shlokish, Rabbi Shlokish argued Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, it's not true. You're saying that, well, the Chama Maid, I want you to know that Dainim Machlik. Is Rashi. Lama tzibu mispalim belachash to quaich menesse. Moyacham achash nechelku chazib ahoydu. They turn around on moyda. Omle abchil ravdimi rabba bachon and ami the modish maitu who he is the author of the one. He's the one who fachat chil said the name Rabbi Yechon. Hachi ka'ama shenechelku rabbi Gamliel kisha'ama kain. He said that he argued Rabbi Gamliel when he said this. Said him right Did Rabbi Yechon and Taka say this? Did Rabbi Yechon and Taka say that Chama made him a little while that the Chazan is made to everybody? But Omer Rabbi Yechon and Tzipayra, Omer Rabbi Yechon, didn't Rabbi Yechon and Tzipayra say the name Rabbi Yechon that Hilchus Kir Rabbi Gamliel? He said, someone else said the name of Rabbi Yechon, Halacha Gamliel. What do you mean Halacha Gamliel? Everybody's made it. Chama no longer argue. What do you mean Halacha Gamliel? Hilchus Miklal Lipli. That's vice to is that the Storm Machlaikis. The Chacham never turned around and made it a little what Rabbi Yechon originally said. What's going on here? So the Gemara says, "Kisolig Rab Abba." When Rab Abba went and came up from, he went off the ship, miyamad from the waters. Pirshi explained, "No, sometimes they were moidim, sometimes they continued arguing. And when they continued arguing, the halacha like Gamliel, moidim chacham Gamliel, when chacham moidim Gamliel, you're right." That the Chazan might see everybody, even a Bucky, even Brochri, Shal Reish, Shana, Vashenki, put in the long Shemanesim, we'll soon see why Pungdis, because it's so long, then the Chazan might see everybody. Oh, but when are they still arguing, when they maintain the argument, in everyday Shemanesim, the Halacha, Mikal, the Pligi, the Brochus, the Chalashan, the rest of the year they're arguing, but they're also the Halacha, like I'm Lil. Rashi, Kisol, Grab Abba, Miyamish, Hifli, Bisfino, Liam, because he went out somewhere in the water and came back. And this explains Baruch Hashem, the Kama Fadish Maishna Hani. We'll soon explain why should there be a difference between the two. Freddy Gemara. So you're telling me that when it comes, that Birchen holds. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, everyone was made in Gamliel, the Chaz Zikr. And the rest of the years of Machlekeh, but even there, the Halacha in Gamliel. I have a good question. Didn't the Abchana Tziporoi say, Omer Rabbi Yechon, the Halacha, Kirab Gamliel, the Brocha, Shereshon Kippurim, that no, that even Rishon, and even Yom Kippur, the Halacha Gamliel, which means that even there they're arguing. And forget, the rest of the year, the Halacha Gachamim, that no, that the Chazan is not Moitzi. It's not Moitzi, Sheinu Baki, only Baki. When it comes to Shon and Kippur, they're arguing, the Halacha Gamliel, what, that the Chazan Moitzi everybody. Ella, Omer Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak, let's go back, I'll tell you what's going on here. The Chachamim really argue all the time, they never made and perhaps Allah and Gamliel, but Hashanah and Kippur, that what, that the Chazaz might see everybody, but the Allah is not like Gamliel when it comes to the rest of the year. However, what do you mean over here, the first Rabbi Yechon who said, that Rabbi Bachan said Rabbi Yechon that the Chachamim were made, different Chachamim. Amram Nach Yitzchak, man made, when originally he said, the Chachamim made, that's the mayor. There's the rest of Chachamim, the Halacha, Miklal, the Pligi, the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon themselves continue to argue, but the Halacha is like Rav Gamliel, at least by the Shoshanah, that the Chazan might see everybody. When we said that the Chachamim made it, who's this Rameir? Tanya, we learn, Brochish, Shal Rosh Hashanah. Vishal Yom Kippurim, Shliach Ratzibur, Moitzi, Rabbi, Dechavos, and Rameir. Rameir says clearly, because of Shoshanah and Kippur, he also says, the Chazan might see everybody. Chachamim, Kishem Sheshliach Tzibur Chayiv Kach Kol Yochv Yochv Chayiv. So the Chachamim argue even Rosh Hashanah Kippur that every individual is Chayiv. The Meir is Moed Rosh Hashanah Kippur, the Chazan Moed everybody. And then Gamliel argues by both the Chazan Moed everybody. Rashi Man Moedim Loi Bebrocha Shal Rosh Hashanah the Yibur Meir. Halacha Mekal Pligi the Kamer Abir Halacha Gerav Gamliel Behach Demashe Mekal De Omdu Mekal Yisluk Mekal Chol Yitzra Bon Shacha Mechutz Meir Bedel Bar Meir. Now the Gemara wants to know, why should there be a difference between Rosh Hashanah and the rest? That Rosh Hashanah is made, the rest not. Or Rosh Hashanah, Allah Shem Gamliel, the rest not. What's the difference? Maish Nohani. Why should Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur be different than the rest of the year? Eileim Meshum Din Efisha Kroi, because you have to know the Tempsukim of we have Malchus, Zecharin, Shavu, Lav, something to memorize, and therefore most people can't remember it. So therefore we decided to have the Shlitz, Yom Moitzi, everybody. Amar Rav Chananel, didn't Rav Chananel say, Amar Rav, Kivon She'amar, as soon as a person says, just one Pasuk, Uva Se Roscha Kosov Leimor, as soon as you say the Pasuk, Uva Se Roscha Kosov Leimor, Shuv Ein Tzarich, you don't say any other Pesukim. So it doesn't matter if you don't say any Pesukim. What does that mean? What do you mean, Shuvin Rashi? Rashi means Tupshatim. Ilem Shuvin in the Fisher Kroy, the Ika, the Musaf, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chedesh. Malchus Chedesh, there's three things. This is Malchus Chedesh Shafis, or the Tempsukim, the Tainim Ksuvim, and then the other Pasuk Taylor. And also it's Musaf of Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chedesh. So apart from the Malchus Chedesh Shafis, other things, the Musaf, all these different things you have to say.
It's interesting that Rashi doesn't give an example of why you keep it.
Okay, true, yeah. So in Kippur, your Kippur has Zomach is Chen Shafris. So in Kippur is would just be the davening itself.
Still the fishy cry. There's a lot of
But the whole Musaf.
No. The Musaf they had is probably to do with the Kabbonis. The
Nusaf were probably the same. Not that we're talking about the Shemnesa now.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. I mean, it's virtually Yom Kippur is virtually like apart from the Seder Avoid is virtually like
Yom Tov Musaf. Yeah.
They didn't have the Asar Harugi Malchus there.
No, of course not.
Yeah, but good point. So by Yom Kippur, what is the Nefishi by Yom Kippur? It's not so Nefishi. You sit it right there. What do you...
It's small one. You won't have Yom Tov Tavlin.
Maybe the Seder, how you should say the Kabbalists of Yom Kippur as against the Kabbalists of Tinchas and so on.
Okay. El Rashi, I lema shu nil fisher.
Could you please consider, please? Certainly could. You're a good man. I don't care what other people say about you. I think you're a really good guy. Thank you very much.
I think you should listen to others more often.
Achayim Amen.
Yeah.
And this is probably took it out. No, I don't think they have it. Actually, I probably think they don't have it. I don't think they have it.
Because
it's a mask. Exactly. Turn everything around. Look, Rashi, Kiva, Sha'amar, Vasel Chasuv. So, how are you Yetze with the words Vasel Chasuv? Okay, you say, you alert, go back to the Torah, you'll find everything, and you Yetze everything. So, Rashi, what do you mean Yetze everything? Claim it. Kivan Sha'amar, this is what Rashi says. Since you say, Nasev and Nakri Vanecha, Kimitzel Tanecha, just those words, Kmosha, Kasafta Lame Tzed Asecha. So, you don't have, so you're Yetze all the Kabbanis. As far as Kabbanis are concerned, Musafir Yashana and Yem Kippur and Ashkhadish, by saying, that automatically includes all the kabbalas. Kivin shavu tzarich leima shuv einu tzarich. When Rashi einu tzarich leima mikrois amasafin. You know the same amasafin. So according to this pshat Rashi, all we took care of was the masafin. What about the malchus of Chesed? You still got to say. And somehow or another, that you're going to remember.
So
how do you remember the Mudrik
Shuv? Shuv
Einet Tzarech. Shuv Einet Tzarech. As far as Karbonis, but the evidence, all right. According to this Peranashi.
But what about the Psukim?
It's not every Yom Kippur. This thing is Yom Kippur Yovel, which is the same.
Oh, because all the extra parishes you have to say by Yovel.
Yeah, because you're marking Zechon Shepherds and Yovel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did it say of Yovel?
Very average.
Sorry?
They say the Musa Kerem Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Yovel consists of nine lengthy blessings, including kingship, remembrance, and shofros. The people tend to become confused by the unfamiliar text of these blessings. They're attributed to Rashi.
Which Rashi?
It's this one. It's this Rashi that he says.
What does Rashi say?
Because the blessings of which I compose are cumbersome to most people.
Yeah, but what does Rashi say? That you're talking about Yom Kippur.
True. In other words, because if you start with the word Ilo Mishum and the Fisher Kroi.
Yeah.
So what is the Fisher Kroi? The Fisher Kroi is both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
So Rashi gives an example.
Yeah.
Of Rosh Hashanah, the privilege is Shaykh to Yom Kippur also. It's not because it's not Rosh Chodesh.
The way normal Rishonim learn, it's always it's Stam Yom Kippur. The way it's brought down everywhere.
The other interesting thing is the Chayre. What they're discussing is practical halacha.
Okay, interesting to see if anybody clearly says, because all the Rishonim that I say, that I see, I mean, look at Bechanan and all the Rishonim, they always just Yom Kippur, always just Yovel. Because the Rishonim gave examples, therefore that means only and not the regular Yom Kippur, I don't know. If that's the only basis, I don't know. Look up the Mephoshim here. Rashi, now the next Rashi. Elam, okay, sorry, right to Gemara. So Gemara is another reason. Elam, you know, the reason is Meshum the Afshi Brachas. The long Brachas. Because our long Brachas, Malchus Achrein Shafers. Rashi, Elam Shun Afshi Shadikan Teisha. The nine, Varuchas are long, or Mitra. They make a mistake, they ain't Hakur Bekibe, not everybody's Baki. So according to the way Rashi learned until now is that when with Terashas Alema, all your Yaitse is the Musafim. That's it. You're not Yoytze Malchus Chayin Shafers. However, Rabbi Yisayim Mefarshin Lohad Rav Chananul. My Rebbe is a Mefarsh. Rav Chananul be Malchus Chayin Shafers. My Rebbe has learned. Rav Chananul says when you say the words Rosh Chodesh Leimer, you Yoytze not only the Karbanos of Masafin, but you Yoytze also Malchus Chayin Shafers. Vekashli, I don't understand. Had the loy karabana, the loy karabi echemenuri. They told us before whether you need a minimum of 7 brachas, 10 brachas, 3 brachas. But nobody says, the Sarasa's labor is might see, oh, Malchus Chayin Shafers. It's not, ain't perksi masada Malchus Chulu. So I don't understand that pshat. Taisa says an interesting thing here. Taisa brings down, if you're saying the psukim, you now say less than 7 or 10. But if you're not saying the psukim at all, then there's no problem. Yetzu Saras Lemer. Interesting word to the Bein Tam. Look at the Tesis here. Right in the middle of Tesis, Bein Chananel Pidush. Sorry, Bein Tam Pidush. Four lines and narrow lines. The psukim the Malchir Zichron Shevis Koy. If he started saying any of the psukim of Malchus Chayshayfer, plea the lo yivcha is the market isle, the market isle. Once you start, you got to do it properly. But don't say it at all, it's even better. Very interesting pshat here. So saying nothing is better than saying a little bit. So the main time goes a step further than what Rashi is saying here. Not only that you yaitze malchus and chrein shayv kasarascha, but you're not yaitze kabanas musa with it. You still need to say it. Punkt for kedah for pshat Rashi. Not pshat that it's all of it you potter. You now. The way Rashi is for pshat. Yeah, but the Rashi is for pshat, you don't have to say psukim. As soon as you say nasa tzaincha,
it covers all
psukim of musa, but doesn't cover malchus and chrein shayv. Rashi's second pshat is that his Rebbe's told him to cover malchus and chrein shayv, but the way Rashi learned, it covers everything. So he said, no, it only covers malchus and chrein shayv, doesn't cover the kabani musa. But Musa the Shchedish ain't. But so Musa the Shchedish have to say. What about Musa the Shchedish? We had machlekes before if you say it or not. But Musa the Shchedish ain't a lahakar shana elish because we said tikkun b'chedish about kesa. We had before machlekes about kesa refers also to the psukim of Musa for the Shchedish that you omit it totally. Elish shadayloi it's enough. But Meshe Amar milvad elish the Shchedish min chasah. She bezen nichol kol Musa the Shchedish or elish everything. Ukedei lahaske gam asoy Yeshua chatas yeim shnei sin lechapes shnei sin kiv chasah. But interesting, the svar of Taisa is that doing a little bit is worse than doing nothing. I mean, it's a shvara svar. Why would that be? You say no psukim malchus and shayfer. You're right. The moment you open your mouth and say one pasuk malchus, gefelach. You need to say at least seven.
Then you're locked in.
Yeah. So it's interesting. Interesting. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara bite. Let's analyze it. We thought. Hani mili. When do we say that? Be yochid. When do we say that? By yochid. That when do we say you yoitze with seroscha kasu lemer? Only by yochid. Aval betzibul loy. But tzibul is not good enough. You got to daven the whole davening. Itma we learned, Omer of Shuman Leyes, we thought, Echad Yachid, Echad Tzibur, Kivun Sha'ak Omer, Vesey Rocha, Kozul Lema, Yeshuv Ein Tzarech. Once you say Kozul Lema, you don't have to say anymore. Omer Abelazer, Lo'oilam Yazdir Odon Tfilose, Ve'acha Yispal Bechla, when you daven, before you daven, organize your thoughts, organize your tfilis, and then you get up to daven. Omer Abba, Mistabra Milsid Abelazer, when does it make sense that you have to organize it first? Is only when you think that you daven once in a while, so you forget. Moshel B'brocha, Sharosh Hashanah, V'shel Yom Kippurim, V'shel Prokim, and V'shel Prokim, all Yom Tevim. So here Yom Kippur means Yom Kippur Stam, doesn't mean Yom Kippur Shoyevu. Abel D'chol Hashanah, the rest of the year, no. Rashi V'shel Prokim, might as Yom Tevim. Things that you daven gezelt in the hate, you know, set from time to time, you have to prepare. But things you daven every day, you don't have to prepare. Ain't it's not so. But of Yehuda Mesadet Sloisa Masahit, even his ordinary davening, he would prepare. So what Abba Lezer says, Lo Elum Yazdir Odom. Tfilosev Arakach Mispal, Cheder first, even every day. Says, Mother, Shiny Rav Yehuda is different. You know why? Because his davening every day was also once in 30 days. Keep him the Mitlosin Yemen, Litlosin Yemen, Avi Matsli. He only davened once a month because he was learning Taylor Tarasev Nasai. He's became Prokim Dummy. For him, davening was like Prokim. Rabbi Yehuda needed to prepare his tefillah. Rashi, mitlasin letlasin, shohayim machzeh talmudei koshlesh yom. He went through shas every 30 days, and that's when he said daven.
Talmudei means shas, or it means he's learning everything that he learned?
We learned in Gemara Shabbat of Shimon Nechoi, he said daven once a month. Here the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda. And Rashi gives us an interesting reason. But what's the market for this? Where does it come from? And Rashi says, why for 30 days? Because that's when he learned the whole Shas every 30 days. Why is that the reason? When the Rosh Hashanah Chayyid wants a 30 days, doesn't give a reason. Just says that him, Terosh Hashanah Nasi, and therefore he only daven once every 30 days, once a month.
Is this the same Rabbi Yehuda that we say on him?
This is Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, the same Yehuda. The main Rav, the main Talmud of Rav and then Shmuel.
I'm saying, is this the one that we say on him, Kula Tanab in the Zikin Hub?
That's Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi with a Yud, yeah.
So, where does Rashi get this from? There's a Zayin here, 1 second, Zayin. Loi nimtze betamud al Rabbi Yehuda. Shabbos 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 Shabbos. I have that at home. I'll look it up. Simchut Tzadik Gimel. Okay, back to Gemara.
They bring
the,
well, they say,
because
those are
Torosim Nosim
that bring the
Rikon
from Shabbos.
Yeah, yeah, Torosim Nosim. But what's the meaning of that he's the chazer the whole Shas every 30 days? Is that the Cheshbin? There's no Cheshbin there. Why was the mother? Pashas, maybe the Shchedish did that, but never even know the Shchedish. They were... So Gemara Vaiter, Omer Abacha Bar Avida. Omer, we had Gemara Shabbos earlier, Manich L'chaya Eilam V'oizkin B'chaya Yishoh. If they're davening rather than learning. Omer Abacha Bar Avida, Omer Abshim Chassida. Abacha Bar Avida, Zanim Chassida. Poitir Hoyer Am Gulem Gemil, Patid. Afilu, Am Shem Sodej, the Chazan was not only Maitu, people in Shul. Being the people out in the field, the Chazan was Maitu. Not only those who are here. Those in the field, I understand the chazan might say that honors are not here. But those in the shul, they should be davening. What do you mean they're relying on the chazan? The people by Bichas Kainim, if they're standing behind the Kainim, the people out in the fields, the honors, the Yaitse with the Bichas Kainim. The people in the shul, but they're behind the Kainim, you're there already and did the wrong thing, you're not Yaitse. So the Chayda, when you say that everyone in the shul is Yaitse, but even Amshal, forget, only Amshal Sadis. Rashi.
You better not come into shul.
Oh. People out there, including Bracha, Hani, the Motzel Mesa, Kamekoin, these could come. The Yifnu Koin, and Koin could turn to them. Because they're there, and they didn't bother coming in, they're not in Kal Bracha. It sounds like Menashe here.
If that means that in the direction out in the field, facing the Koin, in one direction behind the Koin, it's Mamish behind the Koin,
only in the shul. But actually learns only the Koin, people in the shul. Behind the Kainim, they're too lazy to go in front. But people out in the side, they're honest. Makes no difference. Because they could have. No, but actually they could have. The Haim Leibo ain't a Mechabroch. Because they made it a deliberate step not to be included. When he said the Chazan might say everybody's only out in the field. My time is from Danisim Melacha. Honest, I will be Eloi in the city. No, who in the city is not? Says Rashi. Be Eloi, Mishum Deloi. Anisim, they're not honest. V'yecholim lahazet tefillah, and they can prepare the tefillah. So it sounds like from Rashi that in the city, if they're in the, he's talking about only those people in the shul, or even they're in the city, they're not in the shul.
When he says Amshe Besodis, he means people literally out in the field, or in Stam, they're in the country, they're not in the city.
Oh no! What about people in the city but out of the shul? What does it mean? Dafkip? Is it shul versus outside the shul, or is it city versus outside the city?
What are they doing
yontif
in the fields?
Whatever. They're not working. They live there.
That's what I'm saying. This means just out in the country. It doesn't mean literally they're in the fields.
Look at Taisa the Kach Meitzi Labokia, famous Taisa. The Flam and Daldum base. Taisa says that we might see that they're a gemul holder, just like you might see a baki, you might see a baki. Look, Taisa says mekan. And according to one day that Allah will an old deal, Mikan Posik Bahag. The Bahag makes a famous psak. The Yochid Shetor Velohiskil Shelosh Chaydish. If a Yochid made a mistake and didn't mention the Chaydish, Yechavin Libay Litfi Losh Shelosh Tzibur. If you forgot to say Yav Yavay, listen to Chazor Shashatz. Mitchila Ba'atzayf. Listen to the entire Chazor Shashatz. The Yaitse. And you'll be Yaitse. You don't have to repeat the Shemnesse. Afa Pishu Baki. Because Rabbi Gamliel says that the Chazan is Maitzi Baki and Ainu Baki. And the Halacha is Gamliel. So you can listen. You don't have to repeat Shemnesse if you forgot. Yal V'yalei. Says Taisus, the Ainu Rai Mekan. You cannot bring an eye from here. Why? The Maskinen, we conclude, Rajbago, Aimet, Ainu Maitzi Ela Amsha Besadis. Who is the Chazan Maitzi? Only people, the Anisi B'melach of Ainu Chaylat Vilas. Have
the
Eloi.
Not on the
they don't have
time to get there for you. Exactly. So it sounds like, but a person in the city, you should have it again. So Lucheide, not right to Bahag at all. Maybe you should repeat the Shmanessa and repeat Yalvi Yavi. Says here, Omiyo Bekuntas Mashmal Kaman. The way Rashi and Shatan Gemara. What's the difference? What's the contrast? Amsha Besodis versus Ir. The Chereitzel Afaris Bishaloi Kivin Libay Lebeisek Nesel Lashamatvila. There's talking about a guy who couldn't be bothered to go to shul, but you went to shul and you just made a mistake. Maybe even Rashi would be made. But in this case, Amul would hold your arm, Maitzi. Rashi says, not the vart is if you're away from the shul or you're in the shul or you're away from the inner city. Vart is you're in the city and you couldn't be bothered. Rashi adds the word, you couldn't be bothered. But this guy did bother. He was there, he davened, but he even made a toss. So therefore, according to Rashi, in Amul Maskana, it can still be Maitzi somebody in this case. You could be Maitzi. Maybe Bahag is right. The case of Bichas Kainim. So Rashi says, it's only a guy who couldn't be bothered. But if you could be, but if you weren't there, then it doesn't matter if you're in front of the Kainim, the back of the Kainim, the mites you. It's only people who couldn't be bothered. Well, the Peter Zematin Lemaim, according to Rashi's chapter, we can say, the Betzibur in a minion, Heche de Shamu Yaitzin. You could be Yaitzin with the Alva Yavai, not to repeat the Alva Yavai. It says there, Rabasi Tov, V'loi Hiske, Gevurik Shamim, we'll see the next page, Tainus. You forgot, he didn't mention Gevurik Shamim, Chizim Eisim, he didn't say Mashi Ruach. Marzin Noise, you got to repeat. Shalom, he didn't say the same Talmotor. Is a Ein Marzin Noise, that's what it says. Maybe it's a question, it says, Tov, Hiske, Shalom, Shamim, Marzin, so the face of Braise that you do have to repeat if you forgot to say the same Talmotor. Mashani, Hobby Yocha, Betzibur. So the face of the Psha, what's your Hobby Yocha, Betzibur? You want to ask if they know what's Betzibur, you don't have to repeat. Ihochi, you want to ask a question of so, Mipnation, Shemazi, instead of saying you don't have to repeat it, say it's as if you repeated it because you hear from the Chazan, not because you don't have to repeat it. That's the most question. Well, Masi, we conclude, Idiv, Idiv, Yachid. They're both talking about Yachid. So, how come one place says you do have to repeat, you don't? Depends. How do you eat Kaidin Shemayat Fila and then you say the same Talmud, you don't have to repeat it? How do you eat Kaidin Shemayat Fila? Mashma de Betzibur, Cliff, and the Mordi Bayaminian. You don't have to repeat if you forgot St. Talmud. You listen to the Chazan. The Betzibur Yoitze de Shatz. Yoitze according to the Chazan. So, based on what Rashi Pshat is, the only people are not Yoitze, people couldn't be bothered. But if you daven, but you made a mistake in saying Yav Yavah, you were saying Talmud, listen to the Chazan, and that's good enough. So it says, what about according to the way I learned Pshat Nigimoto? That is pure, it's like, it's not a question of being bothered, not bothered. If you're there, you cannot be Yaitz. If you're away, you could. Then how would the Bahag Pshat fit in? So it says, but feel if you imagine Peter, those will learn. Am Shabbat Shem is a Tzibah Yaitz. Abel the Eloi, they learn, there's another Pshat. This other Pshat is that, they learn that Am Shabbat is even if you're in the shul, you're Yaitse because you're not Moritz. What do you know how to daven? Am should be Eid, even if you're Chutz in the Sadi, you're not Yaitse because you could have come in. You should come in. Avadi Eloi, so Lecheda, this guy over here, is like Am to be Eid, should repeat. Yesh Lechalik ben Hechid is Paul, the Torah Lechel is Paul Klaal. Maybe a guy didn't daven at all should be. So Taisis is as much from, he doesn't know who this Pirush is. But those are showing my father is that a guy who's Shaykh to daven, you can never rely on the Chazan. A guy who's not Shaykh can always rely on the Chazan. Okay. So we just finished Hadna Loch Yom Tov with Slika Lam Hesetet Hashana and B'chaim B'chaim. Start tomorrow, Numa Sechta.